What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Spinning It. My name is DJ JoJo. What's going on, Ducks fans? Hopefully y'all doing well out there, man. I told y'all, we're getting back into the swing of the show. We're going to be coming out with episodes, man, all the time throughout the rest of the season. And I have a special guest in the building. I haven't had a guest in quite a while. Even my last episode, it was just me solo dolo here in the Korea studios. But my next guest right here, I've been wanting to have him on for a long time. Look, I've been looking up to this dude for a long time. I'm already giving him his flowers. You haven't even officially started the show yet. But hey, welcoming to the show, he's the DJ for the LA Galaxy. He's the DJ music director for the Los Angeles Chargers. And he's also the DJ for the LA Kings. I hate that I even have to say that right now. But hey, I respect this dude so much. DJ for the LA Kings, Vic One in the building. What up,
man,
Vic?
Man, JoJo, what an intro, bro. Thank you, man. Dude, I appreciate it. Thank you for the love. Thank you.
Of course. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for coming on to the show. Before we even turn the cameras on and put the mics on, I was asking, like, hey, you're here in person.
Yeah.
Thanks for not having to do this virtually on a Zoom or whatever the case.
No way.
And braving the 5 freeway and taking it down here to OC, man, Orange County. How often are you even down here, man?
Well, like, the fact that it took me 80 minutes to get here today, no one's counting. Maybe 79. maybe like a quick Disneyland trip once a year. Maybe you might catch me wild and go to California Adventure.
Yeah, there we go.
But OC, I used to gig out here a lot, man, but it's not as often.
That's the thing. You know, people, we're only, 30 miles away. I looked it up between Honda Center and Crypto.
Yeah.
It's about 30 miles, but man, it feels like way longer depending on the time of day you go, which is pretty much most of the time.
It feels like 79 minutes worth. Yeah, for sure. But you're worth it.
Hey, I appreciate you, man.
You're worth it.
I appreciate you coming through. Dude, I'm so excited to have you on this show. You know, shout out to Mikey Alexander, you know, host for the LA Kings. Had him on last season. We were just going back and forth like crazy. And I figured, you know, coming out of the freeway face-off, the first time we actually, at least in my memory, have played each other not only back to back, but back to back days.
Yeah.
You know, last week. Obviously, I got to give us our shot, man. We took both games. You know what I mean?
We took both games. Respectfully. For sure.
Hey, you guys got your points. Hey, that's how heated this rivalry is. You know?
It's real.
It is real. And I feel like fans, you know, really showed out for both games. And actually, shout out to Vic. I was able to actually get him into the game here at Honda Center, man. What'd you think?
So you've been inviting me for years.
Yes.
It hasn't worked out.
Yep.
And then a couple years ago, you had given me tickets and I got so sick.
Yo.
And I was like, I really felt terrible.
Hey,
like,
you know what? That means a lot that he's even bringing that up right now. That means it's still ingrained in his head that he didn't come through that game.
No, because
and that's okay.
No, it's not okay because I was like, I don't do stuff like that, but I was literally so sick that I was like, there's no way I could leave my house. Like, it was impossible a few years back.
You're being responsible too, man. That's good.
And I just didn't want to just come out all funky, sniffly nosed.
Yeah.
What's up, you know? So to answer your
question. Fast forward.
This past Saturday was my first time. Brought my wife. We had a date night. I just left my kids in the wild. No, I'm kidding. with the grandparents. And, you know, we came out for a couple hours, man. And we had a great time, bro. Like, the whole new structure you guys got. And then just walking over and... you guys have your fan fest area outside.
Yeah, man.
And I can tell.
Shout out to the Puck Drop Patio.
Yeah, man. Oh, okay. That's the name. Okay.
Puck Drop Patio presented by Michelob Ultra.
Hello.
gotta plug them.
Yeah.
Hey, they be doing $5 beers out there, by the way. I don't know if Vic had any himself, but make sure you'll get out there for that.
I actually went with the spritzer. I thought about a beer. I have to be in the mood for a beer. I'll be honest with you. A beer isn't my initial go-to. Nah, and I'm not like a big drinker. I have to really be in the mood. But
for sure.
We had a really good time, man. And I enjoyed. I can tell where you've put your touches on certain things. I can feel your vibes throughout. But I really enjoyed the... Repeat After Me.
Oh, yeah, the pregame show.
And then the Ducks.
The Flying Ducks.
Yeah.
Yo.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe, man.
It's a vibe, man.
I appreciate that. Coming from you that's been in the game for a long time, one, just was really stoked for you to have a date night with wifey.
Totally.
And,
yeah.
And you know, we work so closely, obviously, with our respective teams that it takes a lot to be able to just go out and enjoy 100%. Our team for the night, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah, man. So yeah, you experienced the intro, which is epic.
Yeah.
You know, we really amped it up with like the on ice projections and like, you know, the all the lighting. You know, you guys set a tone up at Crypto, man. That Sharpie wall, those yeah. lights that go all the way around the rink, man. I've always thought those are so dope. And so again, just like being able to like even just see you at your seats, just checking out the game, not really having to work. Obviously, you're probably thinking all the time, you know, still enjoy yourself is awesome.
I'll be honest. That's probably the worst part about doing this is like you do it and you love it so much that when you go into different spaces, that's all you're doing. You know,
yeah.
like I've gone to. So, I mean, I enjoy it, but it's still like, yeah, like this. And you're looking at the video board and it's this.
Yeah.
And what goes with this? Right. So instead of just like my wife, like literally just enjoying the game and like, I'm doing the math for something where I should just be enjoying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Going,
2 + 2.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of people do that. I mean, I serve tables over at Disneyland, actually at Disney California Adventure, you were talking about earlier for a few years. And I can't help but even now I've been far removed from doing that job for years, but I still can't help but like go to a restaurant and still think like I'm still a server, right?
Absolutely.
Or, you know, so I totally get it from especially a unique job like this, being a DJ for a team. You can't help but, you know, bring that mindset, even if it is your night off. Just is what it is.
It's hard to turn it off. It really is. Because I try to go in and just say, we're just, you know.
Yeah, we're just hanging. Yeah. And I saw you, man. I saw Kings fans like take pictures with y'all. And you can never really turn it off. But nonetheless, us in this industry, if we could get the night, we'll take whatever we could get.
Absolutely, yeah. And I took it and ran with it. And I will say, like, you curate for your crowd how it should be. So like you're not trying to do what we're trying to do.
Oh yeah.
Or you're not trying to do something from any other market. You're doing it and you're catering your spot.
Yeah.
And I think that was a big takeaway for me too, is like you're curating for your crowd.
Yeah. That means a lot, man. I think we're so used to, actually no, let me rewind that back. We're not used to like being in a market, right, that not only has every major sport, but we have two of every major sport here in just this area alone, right? And so it's crazy you say that because, you know, at the end of the day, we're only 30 miles away. You know, from a media standpoint, we consider this like the LA metropolitan area. And so to try and differentiate, you know, from being here in Orange County to what you guys do in LA, you know, the expectations that there probably would be some similarities, but I do genuinely feel like there's a different experience at each building.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure a lot of people experience that literally going back to back games, Crypto to the Honda Center this past weekend.
I could even say the same. I mean, I went to my first Angels game a couple years ago. Same thing with that. Angels and Dodgers, it's two different vibes, but you're getting the vibe for here and the vibe for Dodgers. You know what I mean? So yeah, but I think that's really important. Like you're not trying to sound like anything else. You're sounding how you need to for your spot.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. No, I appreciate that, man. And you know, going to Kings games and seeing you do your thing out there and really, you know, leaning into obviously the LA culture is really dope to see, man. You absolutely crushed that. And what's cool is, you know, Vic has had a grasp on the market, being also at Galaxy and Chargers as well. And so, man, you go to some of the biggest sporting events here in the area, man. Vic has a hand in a lot of that, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, and every situation or every team, it's different.
Yep.
Like, yes, we'll play California Love everywhere or whatever, but like one might be a little more of this or a little less of that or whatever. But yeah. Everything's different.
For sure.
There's still, you know, your standard ones, like I said, you got to hit. But yeah, every situation's a little curated a little different.
Of course, absolutely. Sure. At the end of the day, it's still a different sport, nonetheless. Yeah. You know, we go back though. You know, we've known each other, through obviously our time with our teams, even kind of going back. I don't know if you remember the first time I officially met you, Vic, and it was we were over at Yamava.
At the casino.
At the casino. There we were doing a Ducks versus Kings poker tournament.
Yeah, of course.
And they wanted to do this let's bring the DJs out. And I almost kind of did this DJ battle thing. I mean, I'm completely honest. At the time, I don't think I was doing games yet. I was more so kind of like on the street team side still that. But Vic was already doing games. So I knew Vic from the radio days and also knowing Vic as like the in-game DJ for the Kings. So I'm not going to lie. I was pretty nervous, man. I was like, yo, like I'm repping the Ducks because I'm like kind of the only DJ on this front in terms of, actually mixing and stuff like that. And we'll go into that. But, back in the day, our DJs up top that were doing games, it was more so through different programming and not like what you would see like in a club or anything like that. Right. And so, I remember going in there. I was like, oh, man, dude, are we actually going to battle? Like, yada, yada. I remember going back and forth all through the night. But, dude, you're so rad, man. And and that really helped me kind of keep my confidence going into eventually, doing the games. And now, years later, it's cool to kind of, see each other and be like, oh yeah, like you're doing all the LA Kings games. I'm doing most of the Ducks games. Like it's crazy. It's crazy how much time has transpired, but yeah, going back, like I want the Ducks fans to know Vic, man.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about the roots a little bit, go into like, even before the sports realm. Again, I've known Vic for a long time, grew up listening to him, Big Boys Neighborhood, Power 106, all the radio stations. Tell them about it.
Yeah. So I started DJing at 17. But years before that, I used to have a homie. His name was Boy Blue. At like 13, 14, he won a DJ battle at Astros in Glendale. You familiar?
Wow. No.
So it's like a mom and pop kind of like a DJ shop locally.
Oh,
and so we were like in middle school and the guy won a DJ battle. He won like a mixer. So we're all at his house. Like, you won this? Like, so he kind of kicked it all off. So from 17 to 20, I just was kind of, first couple of years getting my feet wet. And then I got hired at Power at 20. So I was at Power 106.
And when you got hired on, were you already hired on Amedia as a DJ? Or
no, not at all.
Yeah.
No, I was on the street team.
Yep.
Way longer than what I needed to be. Probably like way longer. But I went from the street team to being the street guy out for Big Boy.
Okay.
So I would go out every morning and be like, yo, I'm on the corner. So-and-so, come out. I got your tickets. So I did that for a bit. And then I was doing like guest spots, like, or like the long weekends or like the 12 days of Mixmas. I would do like here and there spots. And then one day, man, Felly Fell was like, why aren't you on? Like, why aren't you on regularly? Yeah. I was like,
and like,
I don't
live
know.
Too.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like what's happening? So shout out Felly Fell, man. But he's the one that essentially put me on regularly, where I was like on every weekend and filling in more and more. So no, man, it took a long time for me to get like my slot. And then I was also E-Man's like backup to the morning show.
Okay.
So I became like Big's, like trusty backup for years, because E-Man would take vacations or whatever. So I would cover for a week, which, was a very nerve-wracking task, So it'd be like, let's say I would DJ, 10 p.m. to midnight or whatever regularly on a Saturday. But then if E-Man went on vacation, I would cover for him for like a week or two. And, it was difficult to fill the shoes because, morning drive is prime time, right?
Absolutely.
So you have all the ears listening. So, yeah, it also prepped me for my future to cover all those shifts. But, yeah, man, no, my grind at Power was very long, and it took me a while to get where I needed to get to, sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Man. Like I said, grew up listening to his mixes on in the morning and whatnot. So once I started going into, I've always had a big love for sports. And once I started to hear Vic at, you know, some of these games, there was no surprise, right? They're like, Vic, you've been a sound of LA for a long time. So when these teams picked you up, I was like, yeah, that, it makes sense.
Thanks, man. It makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. It was great. And so, you know, let's dip into that a little bit. One, you obviously know you as a DJ, obviously in the radio game. Spinning all the hits and whatnot. And man, during that time, like, man, the hip hop artists during that time, absolutely incredible. I mean, you got to name a couple of the favorites that you've either interviewed from that era, yeah. Like that you've either interviewed yourself, obviously playing their music.
Man, I mean, know? I saw the glow up of Kendrick, Drake, Big Sean, I mean, you name it, man. Ty Dolla Sign, YG.
Yep.
YG, just a quick story. YG had Tooted and Booted.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like street buzzing.
Yeah.
Not on the radio.
Not on the radio yet. Yep.
And I remember it was one of his reps. One of his dudes came in and it was just like, you guys are tripping. Like, this is the biggest song in the streets right now. Blah, 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 blah. And then fast forward, you have like YG now, right?
Yep.
And it's just crazy to see the evolution. J. Cole's another one. Trey Songz early on. I'm not saying I broke all these artists. I'm just saying I was around to see them come from like, hey, this is the new guy from Compton. His name is Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
This is Section 80. You know, like those days, Schoolboy.
It's crazy to think that Vic was in a position where he was like getting introduced, like, hey, this is Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. Like that. That's wild. Yeah.
And then to go back before Kendrick, J-Rock was on TDE, right? So they were working J-Rock for years before Kendrick was even a thing, right? Like Top Dog had a van. And Top Dog had J-Rock on the van. And, dude, he was on Warner Bros. I can remember it all. He was on Warner Brother Records. Like, it was crazy. They were pushing these singles. And he had, like, a cool buzz, but it was nothing compared to when Kendrick's wave came.
Absolutely.
But it's still awesome to see that they're still a family. They're still, you know, J-Rock's still involved. And it. But, yes, I was around for... Man, all that stuff, all the powerhouses, all the concerts, all the little small.
Dude, shows. You're right here. I remember watching you at Real Street Fest right here at Honda Center, bro.
Yeah,
rocking that stage right here in the parking lot. And you know, we'll get into kind of how we both collectively have incorporated more hip hop into hockey. But before all that, man, again, you know, you're doing all this on radio. Where and when did the sports side start to kind of come in?
Yeah,
were you a big sports fan even before that?
I've always been like, I would say like a decent sports fan. Like I know what's happening. I know more or less who's on the teams. But if we're getting into stats and who did this and that,
sure. Yeah,
no, but I know what's happening and I know the sports. Yeah. So I would say I'm pretty average. I'm not over the top. It's not underwhelming. I'm like, right in pocket, you know.
What would you say was the biggest transition for you from DJing the clubs, radio, all those different gigs, to DJing sports in some of the biggest stadiums and arenas and you know, in the area?
I would say learning how to play what, when, and then having a concept of literal moments. I had zero concept of literal moments.
Yeah, I think that's one of the hardest things about DJing in sports. It's like really about the moments, right? When you're DJing, let's just say a wedding or a dance or, you know, even a club, you could spin in a track. You could look up in the crowd. Oh, they might not dig that. And you could kind of mix out of it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Gauging that in sports, you might have that one moment. You play the wrong song for that one moment. You don't get that moment back. You know, and that's what I learned very quickly going into the sports world.
Or even just doing like, let's say it's an eating contest and having maybe some kind of eating music, right? Like I wasn't. Yeah. Or if you're talking about a dog adoption read, possibly having dog music in the back.
Yeah, for sure.
My mind wasn't thinking that way and going, what? You want to hear what? Really? You know, but realizing, no, that's what this space is about.
Yes.
It's not, you know, the club space. It's not just play the hits. It's like, how can you really curate this moment so it stands out? It makes sense, right? You're bringing the moment to life.
Absolutely.
And essentially, it's a sales thing, right?
Yeah.
Essentially.
For sure.
So you have to give it a little, brighten it up as much as you can.
Yeah.
Is how I took it. But it took me a while to sit there and go, really, you want to hear dog music on this? I'll just give you a bed.
Yeah.
You know? But it's like, no, you got to curate it. You got to make it fun.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
And even, you know, going back into our related fields of hockey, right? You know, talk about kind of what the music scene was when you first started and kind of how you've been able to curate it and really make it, you know, in your case, LA, to make it, again, unique, especially with hockey.
Yeah, so I would say early on, so I did a couple guest spots, maybe 11 or 12, because I officially came in 2013, 2014, where they were like, okay, you're here. But I did a couple guest spots, maybe like once or twice a season in game. And it was mainly rock. I would say mainly rock, couple hip hop songs, and then very like pop music. So the idea or the space of EDM or even just like a little more hip hop definitely wasn't there.
Like it was there in the music scene, but not necessarily in hockey.
In hockey, yeah. To where like some of these songs now are like staples in just sports, like
yeah.
A Tremor,
oh, yeah.
Or Rattle or whatever, just like the big EDM.
Or like repeat after me. Right? Yeah, no, that's, like, yeah, that's us now. Yeah, fast forward.
But that would have been possibly a rock song or something with a big riff or a big whatever.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, early on, I played a lot of EDM, and I remember my boss at the time, who actually brought me in, Danny Zollers, God rest his soul. He brought me in and I was, you know, kind of feeling myself a little bit like, yeah, man, I got this, right? And then one day he was like, hey, there's a blog out there and they're like bashing you pretty hard. He's like, don't go on that website, okay? He goes, because they're not digging all this EDM. So I never did, because I felt like I would have probably just cried in a corner somewhere if they said anything.
Hey, yeah. we gotta have tough skin to be in our jobs.
We
man.
Say that, and then music, I'm crying in my car. No,
but like that's the thing though. Music is so subjective, right?
Totally.
And I think like, you know, and that's why that was such a big question for me for you, because you know, being at these big radio stations like Power 106, Real, you know, obviously it was tailored to a, you know, more specific genre, hip hop. You know, rhythmic, right? Going into sports, you got to try and hit everybody.
Yeah.
And you know, I feel like I was in a similar boat when I first started DJing games in, you know, 2014, around that same time of like, hey, I kind of want to bring more of this in, but it's, you know, but you're not going to be able to shift those opinions unless you really throw it out there.
Totally.
Right. And you went all in. I feel like we both kind of did around that same time.
But I was like, the way I envisioned it, right, is like the players come out and they start skating immediately in like their little circles, right?
Yep.
So
you're talking about for the warm-up specifically?
Yeah, for the warm-up specifically, yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Warm-ups have now turned into like a whole...
It's a thing.
This whole thing, you know? But yeah.
But my idea was like, you have to keep the energy going, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, this is where the guys are really going to come out and they really have to like... psych themselves out. So yeah. Like, yeah,
it's the warm up. We're trying to warm up. They're trying to warm up, and we want to play some tunes to complement that, obviously, yeah. To get these guys warmed up and the crowd.
And to be fair, like my rock knowledge at the time wasn't. I mean, I'm a hip hop kid, right?
Yep.
So like, I grew up with some rock, but to be honest, like not like that. Not as much as like Dieter Rule. He taught me. No,
yeah.
No, bro. It's this. Mm-hmm. This is hockey. This is hockey music. But going back to warmups, it's just like I'm imagining they're all in a gym and they're getting juiced up, and
yeah.
You got to give them that yeah. thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's like there's no other genre that's going to kind of compete with that energy of like good EDM tracks. Nothing
yeah.
too hardcore, nothing
yeah.
too fast, nothing too much that you really feel like you're at a rave and it's out of place.
Yeah.
So it's like that sweet spot of
sweet
like...
spot, yep.
It's not 160 BPM. Boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
You know?
But you're like 128, 130.
Right in pocket. Yeah, right in pocket.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, that was kind of like my mindset for it. But yeah, at first, I think the fans and it just was new, you know, and they just weren't used to that much EDM and that much. So, but now I feel like it's just the norm. Like I hear it in all sports. Like everyone's playing a big EDM drop for a big moment. Now you still do hear Welcome to the Jungle. That's still,
of course. Absolutely. There's still some staples and that's the beauty behind it, right? It's like, we're not trying to change the game completely. No, there's still respect like the roots of the game and, and at the end of the day, like hard rock still, you know, gets a lot of people going. 100%. EDM could get a lot of people going. Hip hop, and that's like what we try to do, right? Like fast forward to warm ups are done. Now the game is going. Whether it's those offsides or you know calls or icings or you know timeouts. I think you're just trying to hit everybody. We're trying to hit up everywhere at some point. I think for me, what I try and think about is like, while I might not have liked necessarily that song, but like, oh, wow. Okay. I like that one a couple whistles later. And it's just kind of like this ongoing circle throughout the whole night while also trying to feel the vibe out of the game too.
Totally.
You know, it's a crazy job, everybody. It really is.
And you know, people don't talk about losing music.
Oh,
when you're down,
yep,
you still have to find the songs to play when you're not up.
Yes. But
no one thinks about when you're down music.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you still need to play something that says, hey, we're down. We're still gonna have fun.
Yeah, we're still gonna have fun.
But we're not gonna have that much fun because we're down by three. But we're gonna have some fun.
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun still. Yeah. You know, and I think you know, from us as DJs to the hosts to, you know, just the entertainment, you know, departments in general, like that's what we do. We can't control what's happening on the ice. We're going to go along with it.
Yeah.
But you, again, going to your guys' show, you guys also crush it in that realm where it fits the moment, but especially when we're losing, it doesn't make a mockery of the moment either. You know, like it's just having that balance.
Yeah, because you still gotta have fun, but it's like I've learned through my own experiences of like not paying attention and then playing something hype, and it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
we're down. What are you doing, bro?
Yeah, but also being on the other side of being like, okay, like I don't want it to be depressing in here.
Not depressed, right? But that's why it's finding those records.
Yep.
That. Okay, we're in pocket. Like, I don't feel so uncomfortable that I need to leave. Yeah. But we're going to stay and we're going to thug this out and win this thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So it's having that mindset, too, of, like, having the down songs is what I put in my head. Is like, okay, we're down a little bit, you know, but we still got to have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Can you talk to, like, you know, any favorite moments on your weather that's, you know, again, going back to kind of your career sports specifically, right? From the Galaxy games to the Charger games, Kings games, even doing the Frozen Furies, you know, back in the day, right? Anything that you could like kind of speak to as like a big highlight for you.
Totally. I have a few. So I would say my first official season in being there when they won the Stanley Cup 2014 against New York.
Man.
That was.
Talk about timing. Yeah, but Vic brought the energy to lead up to that.
That was incredible. That was like one of those like, whoa. So I would say that's probably number one. I would say DJing the NHL All-Star Game 2017 was a highlight.
Yeah.
DJing during the pandemic was wild.
Crazy.
So I would put that down because you got to really think, man. We were really working when no one wasn't.
And yeah.
It was such a blessing to still work. So I was doing Kings and Chargers.
Nice.
With no fans.
Yeah. Were you pumping in the crowd noises on your end?
Not my end, but
that was happening.
That was happening. Yeah. And it needed to happen because being there and actually being in the arena and literally when there was no music and you could literally hear a pin drop anywhere.
Yeah.
So those crowd noises did help, I would say, psychologically for just anyone involved in the arena or stadium. It was very important.
Yeah, I was blessed too here, man, with the Ducks. I actually didn't DJ any actual games that year because I was hosting this live like show.
Oh wow.
It was the Flying V Experience, powered by Cox. It was, I did it every single game. I even did it away games in the arena. While no one was in there, literally the arena was black, but I literally, we had a live chat. We would play the radio broadcast and, yeah, I would do that every single game. And shout out to my man Shwitty. He was up, DJing the games with the crowd noise and all that stuff. And, what I feel like what was unique about that was that, you know, going back to like the genres of music, at least here, we're playing for the guys, yeah, right? There was, yeah, not this level of like, you know, oh, there's thousands of people in here. We want to satisfy everyone. Like, we were really playing for the guys and, yeah, trying to give them that advantage. I'm sure that was the same for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, like, really feeling blessed that I'm actually
working
because people were not. And the fact that we were able to, I was still able to like take care of my family in the midst of all of it happening, yep, and still being like, no, we still need music at the games. Like, whoa,
yes,
what a blessing.
Huge, you know? Huge.
So yeah, I would put that down as another one. I'm trying to think of, Galaxy winning the MLS.
Oh, the MLS,
in 2024. Yep. Yeah,
man.
2024.
Yeah, bro. So I was there. Yeah, crushed it.
Top four right there. Yeah. I'm trying, nice, to think of a five, but that's my four.
Oh, that's, yeah, all, that's awesome, man. Yeah, yeah. Again, similar paths here. Like, I got to, you know, DJ over at NHL All-Star in Toronto, which was really rad. I mean, what's cool is like the last one before we ended up going for Nations, and now obviously we have the Olympics this year. So
yeah.
So, you know, shouts to the league for having me out, and yeah, just there's some big games obviously that have been kind of, you know, top of memory for me. Even this past weekend, like, crazy, like the rivalry is so crazy right now. And even having like a BLA moments, waving towels is like even just the top of mind for me too, man. So yeah, dude, it's been absolutely such a journey.
Yeah,
such a journey,
totally,
man. And I know earlier you were mentioning that did you have any questions that you wanted to kind of throw out?
So so like game day, the things like I won't do, right? Like,
yeah,
I won't eat anything with heavy onion or garlic, and I won't go in with anything with like beans or cheese or anything heavy dairy.
Hey,
right?
I feel you, man.
So is there any I will not do for you game day? Not necessarily, well, it could be food, but just anything you won't do
on a game day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you have to do.
Or I have to do. Yeah. You know, I've gone this in this routine where I get on game days like a specific type of coffee that I feel like,
okay,
has been really like amping me up throughout my day.
I'm really interested in this coffee because I'm a big coffee guy. What's happening?
Oh, this? Yeah. No, you know, shout out. They're down the street, man. They know me by name. Hey, maybe we get get a cup after this.
Oh, please
check it out. You know, shout out to our crew at LaMill, man. They're absolutely amazing. They're prepping the coffee before I even walk in the door. They just see me park in the parking lot.
They know
what's up. So that's been kind of like a game day ritual for me.
What do you get? I'm curious.
Oh, I'm simple. I'm an iced caramel latte guy.
Okay.
Everywhere I go.
Okay.
And if I go to a new shop, like that's my test to gauge if I like the coffee shop.
Okay.
What about you? What's your
you're gonna judge me a little bit. I'm a black iced Americano.
I was gonna guess that. You're a simple guy.
I'm a simple guy, but a little what's the word I'm looking for? Crazy, a little crazy. It's a little bold.
Yeah.
It's a little bold.
Hey, they got a great Americano there from what I've been told. So that's what we'll be rolling.
It's a bold play.
But as far, I totally get you on the food because here's the thing. Like, whether you're a Ducks fan listening to this, Kings fan listening to this, if you look at us at your respective arenas, once we're at our stage, like, we don't move.
You don't move.
So there's the level to like, hey, what am I doing to make sure that I don't need to move?
You're staying put. You're staying put. And if you do need to step away,
yes,
it is for a quick play and you're coming right
exactly
back. This right isn't going to be a give me a few. You don't have a few.
You don't have a few.
So the prevention team is we're not. And I say the onion and garlic because I already carry Altoids and gum because we're constantly
talking to people. Yep.
The nothing worse than you just destroyed a sub with a ton of onions in it, and then you're trying to cut that, it does, you can brush your teeth.
Yeah.
It's not going to go away, bro. You're onioned out to the last, right?
Absolutely.
So that's why I was curious, because I was paying attention. You don't leave.
Oh,
you're there.
No,
so
no, we're there.
You have to, as a grown man, have to find a balance.
Yes, sir.
I can't do this anymore. We're not going to do beans, dairy. You know what I'm saying? There's just certain things I'm not touching game day.
Yeah.
No, we're going to keep it light.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it light.
We're going to keep it light because we are going ham all game long. So we got to keep it light. And that's why I rely more on the coffee to really kind of keep me going. But best believe, after the game, especially after a big win, what would you say is like your post-game? Your post-game, like to really treat yourself. Imagine a big win. You know, I don't know if it, like for you, I remember meeting up with you outside of Crypto one time and all those hot dog carts were out there. And I was
I'm a foodie guy. I can't do the carts outside.
No.
It has to be like a good kosher dog for me to really enjoy.
I don't know
where them dogs, you know, what are we just getting the simple, you know what I mean? 100 dogs for $5? Or are we going to get a nice kosher dog that's got a good snap to it?
I feel that.
You know what I mean?
I feel that.
So I do not. I haven't touched one of those in decades, man.
Decades. Good for you.
It doesn't matter what kind of situation. I won't, man.
And you go to a lot of events. You go to a lot of shows. I feel like that's just been a staple thing out here.
I need quality, bro.
You know? You deserve quality.
Yeah. And I just can't. You just can't go down any hot dog aisle. You know what I mean? It's got for me. It's got to be a good dog.
So do you have anything? Do you go anywhere specific?
If it's not too late, we might go to McDonald's.
Okay.
Okay. We might get a 2 cheeseburger combo, maybe a slot, a little 6 of nuggies, maybe a 10 piece.
There you go.
So what if I put some French fries and barbecue sauce in the cheeseburger?
So what? That's good.
I saw you judging me for a quick second. Your eyes lit up for half a second. I saw it.
I was wondering if you were going to mention the fries, man. I was going to judge you if you didn't. So I'll take you putting them in the burger.
And then just a little drizzle of barbecue sauce.
And that's just you just driving home.
Don't talk to me, just by myself.
Because I didn't eat the beans beforehand, so I'm starving.
Starving?
You know.
And then I'm going to eat it by myself and not tell anyone when I get home. Honey, you hungry?
No, I'm good.
I'm straight.
She's like, I made the dinner. Oh, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, but I don't put nuggets in the burger. I've tried that one time.
Yeah, no, that's savage, man. What are you doing?
I tried it one time. I thought I was trying to be an influencer. And you know when they just be overdoing it, doing too much? I was doing too much. The flavors don't go.
Hey, guys, it's Vic One. Yeah. I have my cheeseburger here with my 6-piece. I'm going to put the nuggets in the burger. I'm going to rate it from 1 to 10.
Run. Don't walk. Run, don't walk. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite line. Hey, man. Dude, thank you so much for coming on the show, man.
Please, Jojo. You're the homie, man.
Bro,
of course.
Man, we're family, man. And, you know, when the Ducks and Kings play each other, obviously, for those couple hours, I'm like, man, nah, I ain't talking to you. But, hey, we're done with the freeway face-off for the year. Maybe we'll see each other in the post. I don't want to be jinxing anything. We're going to be battling it out for some spots in the playoffs coming up the end of the season here. So it's going to be a race for sure. But, you know, to kind of cap it off, man, again, I've been looking up to you for a long time, your career, everything you've done. Vic even put me on, man, as a member back to the XFL coming out here.
That's right.
Vic put me on. He knows a lot of DJs throughout, you know, his knows just a ton of them, a ton of talented DJs. And when it came to the opportunity, he hit me up. He's even hit me up to back him up over at Galaxy a couple of times. I couldn't be more thankful enough for this man right here. I got to ask, though, you know, there's a lot of DJs in the world, a lot of DJs in this area, and even looking to break into even the sports realm as well. What's something that you would tell them as a piece of advice for them to break into our world here in sports?
I would say, like, the big things is your ego. Like, you can't come in saying, oh, I'm Vic One, it's this.
Yeah.
Right? No, you're working for a team. This is what they want from you. So I would say, like, ego is a big takeaway. I would say time management. Always be early. Don't be on time. Always be early. Always be professional. Don't sweat the little things. Don't ask for too much. you know, come to work to work.
Yeah.
Not
that's a thing, right? It's like DJs, right? It's an interesting world where you know your own personal brand could get big, and I'm always pumped for when that happens. But you know, when you dip into this world, especially when you are able to get into a major league sports team,
absolutely,
you know, for you, MLS, you know, NFL, NHL, you know, my side, you know, NHL, you know, working for the Angels, you know, Major League Baseball, right? It's like you're now going into a brand that's bigger than yourself,
absolutely.
And so you gotta play for that. You know, it's not just about you and what you like. You're DJing for thousands of people.
At all. Like, yeah. I grew up on underground hip hop, reggae, everything we don't play in game, right? Like, literally everything. But what I need to do for my job is completely opposite. Like, I never used to play country music, right?
Yep.
Ever. Like, what?
Yeah.
Now
country's huge.
It's a thing.
Yeah,
right?
Dude.
I never used to play pop music. It's a thing. Yeah.
Of course.
Right. You're going to play it. So you have to, again, like I said, take your ego out of saying, oh, I'm not going to do that. Oh, I don't do that.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Okay. Then we'll go get someone else. So,
yeah. But not only being willing to play it, but also know it too. You got to know what's hot. You can't just like be like, all right, cool. I'm just going to look at the Billboard, you know, Hot 100 and like call it a day. Yep. Like, you know, there's way more metrics on like what music's hot from obviously radio play to those charts to now what's hot on TikTok and Reels.
Absolutely.
And what sounds are being used. Like that's all part of like how you kind of soundtrack a night.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also being early, I think, is a very, very big thing to me. Like, I try not to be late to anything. Like,
yep.
ever, never. It's not going to be, oh, where's Vic at?
I'll
be the first one just sitting there. And I think it's an important thing because time, man.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's not just for the DJs. That's just for everybody.
For everybody.
That's just life.
Don't play with people's time.
Yeah.
And especially if you're here to work and make some money and take care of things, show them how much you care.
Yes,
and be there early and not just slide in on the like, nah, I'm here. It's like,
yep.
Nah, man.
And best believe our time to meet up here, Vic was texting me, I'm here 30 minutes early. Hey, that he truly is a man of there. Not all talk here.
I was even in the parking lot 15 minutes before I even texted. I would just say,
he was just checking out OC Vibe.
Yeah, I was like, it's too early to hit him. But yeah, nah, man, time is very important. But yeah, I would say those are the big takeaways. And, I would say those are the big takeaways.
That's
man.
Awesome,
really,
man.
Like the ego, time, and you're one court away, JoJo.
Yes,
from not getting paid.
Not getting paid. That's, you're one court away from not getting paid.
That could be a USB, XLR
power
laptop charger.
Man, yep, it's crazy. That just goes. To pretty much any industry, right? You're one little thing for messing up an opportunity. And when it comes to being in our world, it really is like, you know, you could be the best DJ in the whole wide world, but if you're not prepped, you're not on time, then hey, there's a ton of other DJs that are trying to step in. So that's why I respect this man for locking in where he is, man. Like I said, Galaxy Chargers, Kings from all the radio stuff, man.
Thank you. Vic One
is the man.
Appreciate
you coming through the show, man. We're definitely frenemies in some degree with the Ducks and Kings, but man, this is family right here. And I appreciate you jumping on the show.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just say it right now. We'll see you next time, man.
Yeah.
Because our conversation is definitely not done up here.
And then maybe next time it'll be the conversations that we have on the phone and not just
No,
we can't do that.
No, we can't. We can't be doing that.
We're not gonna put those out.
No.
Okay. I got him saved as voice notes. I'll put it on.
Let's go. Hey, that's Vic One. This is Spinning It. Let's go, Ducks. Go ahead. You can do it.
Go, Kings. Go, baby.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah, we out of here. Peace.